You're listening to SBS News.
After leaving the latest round of trade talks in London on Thursday, EU chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier made no effort to hide his disappointment. Speaking briefly to reporters about the failed negotiations on a new partnership with the United Kingdom, Mr. Barnier says significant differences remain.
The UK government aren't going to back down. What do you make of that?
Just one word. Trust and confidence are and will be key.
Mr. Barnier says the EU has shown flexibility on key issues such as fishing rights and common standards, but he accuses Britain of failing to do the same. The negotiations, however, were overshadowed by the UK's controversial new draft legislation, which the EU says would diminish its oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove has met EU Vice President Maros Shevchovich over the matter. Mr. Gove says his government is still preparing Northern Ireland for Brexit.
There have been some who argue that this legislation is an attempt to somehow set aside the withdrawal agreement or to shirk from the implementation of the protocol. Not at all. The UK government has been spending hundreds of millions of pounds in order to prepare Northern Ireland businesses for the protocol. That hasn't always been popular with everyone in Northern Ireland, but we've been determined to do it because we are absolutely serious about the implementation of the protocol.
Belgian member of the European Parliament, Philippe Lambert, says the move is unacceptable.
It is this government, not even the previous one, who struck the withdrawal agreement with the European Union. It is Boris Johnson who signed it. It is the current majority in the House of Commons and Lords who ratified it. And now they're saying that, well, even though we signed and ratified it, it means nothing to us. It's a very clear message. Don't strike any deal with us because actually we might renege on it the next second.
US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not agree to a trade deal with the UK if it does anything to undermine the 1998 Northern Irish peace deal, which ended decades of violence.
Don't mess with the Good Friday Accords. This is something that, as Americans, we're very proud of our participation in. As I told them in the UK, four different elements of participation there. They should not even think about having a US-UK bilateral trade agreement.
The EU and UK have agreed to meet again in Brussels next week to continue discussions. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.